Section 2. Preparing to ride. As a rider, what you do before you start a trip goes a long way toward determining whether or not you'll get where you want to go safely. Before taking a trip, a safe rider makes a point to wear the right gear. Check the motorcycle equipment. Become familiar with the motorcycle. 2.1 Wear the right gear. When you ride, your gear is right if it protects you. In any crash, you have a far better chance of avoiding serious injury if you wear an approved helmet. Face or eye protection. Protective clothing. Helmet. Crashes are not rare events, particularly among beginning drivers. One of every five motorcycle crashes reported results in head or neck injuries. Head injuries are just as severe as neck injuries, and far more common. Research shows that wearing a helmet reduces your risk of neck or head injury. Colorado Revised Statute 42.41502.4.5 states that a person shall not operate or ride as a passenger on a motorcycle or low-power scooter unless each person under 18 years of age is wearing an approved motorcycle helmet. An approved helmet lets you see as far to the sides as necessary. A study of more than 900 motorcycle crashes, where 40% of the riders wore helmets, failed to find even one case in which a helmet kept a rider from spotting danger. Most crashes happen on short trips, less than 5 miles long, just a few minutes after starting out. Even low-speed crashes can be fatal. Most riders are going slower than 30 mph when they get hurt. At these speeds, helmets can cut both the number and the severity of head injuries by half. No matter what the speed, unhelmeted riders are 3 times more likely to die of head injuries than are riders who are wearing helmets at the time of the crash. Helmet selections. There are 2 primary types of helmets, providing 2 different levels of coverage, 3/4 and full face. Whichever style you choose, you can receive the most protection out of that type helmet by making sure it meets U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, standards. Helmets with labels from the American National Standards Institute, ANSI, or the Snell Memorial Foundation give you added assurance of quality. It should fit snugly all the way around and have no obvious defects such as cracks, loose padding, or frayed straps. Whatever helmet you decide on, make sure to keep it securely fastened on your head when you ride. Otherwise, if you are involved in a crash, the helmet is likely to fly off your head before it has a chance to protect you. Eye and face protection. A plastic face shield can help protect your whole face in a crash. The helmet also protects you from wind, dust, dirt, rain, insects, and stones thrown up from cars ahead. Goggles protect your eyes, but they won't protect the rest of your face the way a face shield does. A windshield is no substitute for a face shield or goggles. Most windshields will not protect your eyes from wind. Tinted eye protection should not be worn at night or any other time when little light is available. To be effective, eye or face shield protection must be free of scratches. Be made of shatterproof material. Give a clear view to either side. Fasten securely, so it does not blow off. Allow air to pass through, to reduce fogging. Allow enough room for eyeglasses, sunglasses if needed. Eye protection for motorcycle operators and passengers is required by Colorado Law 42.4232C.R.S. Clothing. Adequate clothing can help protect you in a crash. In cold or wet weather, your clothes should keep you warm and dry, as well as protect you from injury. You cannot control a motorcycle well if you are numb from cold. Riding for long periods in cold weather can cause severe chill and fatigue. A winter jacket should resist wind and fit snugly at the neck, wrists, and waist. Good quality rain suits designed for riding resist tearing apart or ballooning up at high speeds. Jacket and pants should cover your arms and legs completely. They should fit snugly, yet loosely enough to move freely. Leather offers the most protection, but heavy denim does an adequate job in most cases. Sturdy synthetic material provides a lot of protection as well. Wear a jacket even in warm weather. Many jackets are designed to protect you without getting you overheated, even on summer days. Boots or shoes should be high enough to cover your ankles and sturdy enough to give them support. Soles should be made of hard, durable material. Heels should be short, so they do not catch on rough surfaces. Tuck laces in so they won't catch on your motorcycle. Gloves give you a better grip and help protect your hands in a crash. Your gloves should be made of leather or heavy cloth. 2.2 Check the motorcycle. Make a complete check of your motorcycle before you ride. Tires. Check the air pressure. Fluids. Oil and fuel levels. Look under the motorcycle for signs of oil and gas leaks. Headlight and taillight. Test your dimmer switch to make sure both high and low beams are working. Turn signals. Turn on both right and left turn signals. Make sure all four lights flash. Brake light. Try both controls and make sure each one turns on the brake light. Clutch and throttle. Make sure they work smoothly. The throttle should snap back when you let go. Mirrors. Clean and adjust both mirrors before starting out. Brakes. Try the front and rear brake one at a time. Make sure each one feels firm and holds the motorcycle when the brake is fully applied. Horn. Make sure the horn works. 2.3 Become familiar with the motorcycle. Make sure you are completely familiar with the motorcycle before you take it out on the street. Over half the motorcycle accidents occur to riders with less than 6 months' experience on the cycle. If you are going to use an unfamiliar motorcycle, make all the checks you would on your own cycle. Find out where everything is, particularly the turn signals, horn, headlight switch, fuel control valve and engine cutoff switch. Make sure you can find and operate them without having to look for them. Know the gear pattern. Work the throttle, clutch and brakes a few times before you start riding. All controls react a little differently. Ride more cautiously until you become more familiar with the motorcycle.